We're doing Avat Chesed, and we are up to Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Chafetz Chaim says like this: Yiftech liYisrael alvotos sachma. If he promised the Jew he'd lend him a certain amount, Yizel machzor bo. Person has to be careful not to go back on his word. Dehu kechol kabbalah lidvar mitzvah. It's like any other time, person accepts upon himself to do a mitzvah. The Kamlan Biyore Deah that we say, the Halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, De'asulach Zobo, that once you accept upon yourself to do mitzvah, you're not allowed to go back on it. So even though you might say this is a monetary issue, so we say, you're right, it's a monetary issue, but it's a monetary issue that is a mitzvah. And once a person accepts upon himself to do mitzvah, he's not supposed to go back on it. So better don't say you'll do it. But once you say you'll do it, you have a problem going back on it. Vayen Mentiva Chesed, and he says, look in the commentary below where he goes into all the details, if it's a wealthy person who's asking for a loan or someone who's asking for a loan for a long period of time, so there the Torah doesn't command us to give that kind of loan. There it's not considered like you accepted upon yourself to do the mitzvah. But nonetheless, if he knows that this guy was relying on him, the guy went and bought a car and he figured, how am I going to cover rent? Well, he promised me he's going to give me a loan. So he relied on what you told him. And the correct thing is to be careful with this. So he doesn't enter what our sages say are those people who are not reliable. Chazal say, if a person gives you his word, a guy comes into your store, he wants to buy your antique vase. And you tell him, look, the vase is 2,000 shekels. He says, fine, I'm just going to get the money. I'm going to buy that vase from you. He comes back and he says, you know what? I want the vase, but I want it for $1,500. And you say, wait a second. I had other people who were interested in this vase. I waited for you. You told me you're buying it for $2,000. How are you re-bargaining? So Chazal say that once you give someone your word, you're going to buy something or you're going to make a deal. So then, even though technically you didn't make a kinyan, you didn't shake hands on it, you didn't sign a contract, but if you go back on your word, you enter the category of those that are not reliable. Sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes Chazal say if you go back on your word, Chazal curse you. Depends on the details. But the Chafetz Chaim over here is saying, if someone relied on you that you'd give him a certain loan, even though technically you're not obligated to give him that loan, but if you gave him your word, you would, so you have to be careful not to enter this category of those who are not reliable. V'cheni mifrish on adal b'fiv. And so too, if you set aside money, or you clearly took a vow that you're going to give as a sach mesuyam, a certain amount, lasot mizek milut chesed, that amount you're going to do acts of kindness, so then asur lachzobo. It's like any other mitzvah that you set aside money for, that you're not allowed to go back on it. Once you set aside money for a mitzvah, you're not supposed to go back on it. So what we saw today was that when it comes to giving a loan, if you make a promise to someone you'll lend him that money, so then it's like any other mitzvah that you can't go back on it. If it's a wealthy person and it's for a long time, he wants the loan for a long period of time, so then you don't have a biblical mitzvah to do that, so then you can't say you're obligated to do it. But if the guy relied on you, you have to be careful not to go back on your word, not to enter the category of those that are, Chazal say, are irreliable people. And if you set aside money, or you clearly said this amount of money is going to be used for loans, so then you can't go back on it.